Street, Paul. Due to ongoing dry, warm and windy conditions, the County of St. Paul has put a fire ban in place as of 8 p.m. on May 4. The county is also discouraging the use of all-terrain or off-highway vehicles. The fire ban reads as follows. 1. No open fires are allowed in campgrounds or in any other area within the county. 2. All fire permits are suspended or cancelled and no new permits will be issued. The fire ban applies to all areas within the County of St. Paul, including campgrounds, according to the information sent out by St. Paul Fire Chief Trevor Kotowicz. The town of St. Paul is exempt at this time, as this municipality has the authority to issue their own restriction should the need arise. The ban prohibits all open fires within the county, including campfires in campgrounds and random camping areas. This includes charcoal briquettes, turkey fryers and tiki torches. Fireworks, flying lanterns and exploding targets are also prohibited, according to the ban. Portable propane fire pits and gas propane stoves designed for cooking or heating are allowed. If you have any questions, you may direct inquiries to the County of St. Paul at 780-645-645. 3301 or St. Paul Fire Services at 780-645-4100. Water fill stations. The County of St. Paul is also asking residents who use the water fill stations in Ashmont and Malag to please use water conservatively. We ask that your water usage is for household use only with no big loads at this time. Due to the nature of the weather, wind and the instability of the wildfires, we may be required to shut down the water stations temporarily once again, reads information from the County of St. Paul. The water fill stations were previously shut down last week due to the need to fight fires. ATV use. The county is discouraging the use of off-highway vehicles, especially on the Iron Horse Trail and public lands. Many of the fires we have been fighting this last week are due to sparks from ATVs, according to information from the county. If ATV use is necessary, riders should be prepared and equipped to put out fires that result from sparks originating from their ATV. Landowners who have burned brush during the winter season are being asked to monitor these areas as they can relight due to the windy conditions. We would also like to thank our 4 volunteer fire departments and the County Public Works staff who have been putting in many hours this week for their dedication and quick response to keep our residents safe, and we trust that everyone will take personal responsibility to ensure they comply with this fire ban. This story was updated on May 6.